Joining us now in our studios, we have Nancy Just with Age-Friendly Northfield. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
And also Dana Norvold of Habitat for Humanity fame.
Fame. Wow, that's a good introduction. Thank you.
Joining us as well to talk about basically about housing. We've been going through the last few months over the course of the summer, probably dating back to the spring, the survey mm-hmm. that had been done earlier this year. Mm-hmm. Why don't we start off by Nancy, you having just telling us that survey and when it's been completed and how what you've used it for so far.
Okay. Yeah, the survey was issued back. It's for health and wellness. We looked at a whole different cadre of services that come into the home to provide us supports for older adults. And it was issued in February, right around the first week in February, concluded second to the last week in March. We worked with Professor Andy Popick at Carleton and several of his students. They did the data analysis. We got their report at the end of May, beginning of June, and then it has taken us the bulk of the summer months to go through all the data to be able to take a look at the analysis and finally issue and edit and issue a report. What we found in that report specific to the in-home services is that there was a need for additional transportation, the kind of transportation that you would get from door to door rather than having to go and get on a bus on the corner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Chore and homemaker services, and those are things like helping with snow shoveling, lawn mowing, raking on the outside of the house, and on the inside it would be doing things like laundry, meal prep, that sort of thing. So we don't have enough services in that category. And then support groups for caregivers who need to learn more about the kind of care or just to get together and share their experiences in the caregiving realm. And the kind of support groups they were specifically asking for was things around memory loss, Alzheimer's, other kinds of dementia. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things I think that came out of that report for us is that a lot of people indicated they didn't know where to go. They didn't know where they could find these resources within the Northfield community. So one of the first efforts we're going to undertake is trying to get the word out through the community resources document or the community resources booklet that was produced a little bit over a year ago. It is out online, and we want people to know more about how to access that.
That is just a treasure trove of information mm-hmm. all in one place concerning really just about everything, all the concerns that you just mentioned and
yes.
were addressed.
It is a very good resource, and it's always a challenge to get information out into the community that people can readily access and use.
Mm-hmm. So have all of these, you've identified some of these areas from the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Have they all been addressed? Are they being in the process of being addressed? I mean, are we forming some groups that people can talk to, some support groups and such?
We are in the process of developing that plan. The first one that we are going to tackle is transportation, and we will be working with all of these services that rose to the top. We will be working with a variety of providers in the city to take a look at where do we go next?
Mm-hmm.
How do we make sure that we are developing the services that individuals have said that they can't find or there's not enough of? And we will hopefully get some assistance from all kinds of organizations that are providing older adult services in this community and in the greater Northfield community mm-hmm. area.
Oh, great.
So, yep, and there will be room for everybody. I would encourage people, if they are interested in participating, that they email us, and that email address is agefriendlynorthfield, all run together,
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com, if you have an interest in helping us out.
All right. Well, and all volunteers are welcome, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Let's move it on to housing. You know, yeah. One of the big areas that has been identified, on a larger scale, national scale, has been housing. You know, we've seen the baby boomer generation, and before that, the greatest generation move up, and people are getting elderly now, and they're a lot different ways you can live your life now than there were back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. It's really changed quite a bit. And Dana, being involved with Habitat for Humanity concerning housing, you have probably seen some of these type things.
Yeah, absolutely. Housing for sure is a need for people of all generations, but we're particularly seeing, as all of us are aging, the issues that people have in their homes. And so Habitat for Humanity has started a new program called Aging in Place. And that's what's really led me to being a part of the steering committee with Age Friendly Northfield. Mm-hmm. I'll just say, I know that Age Friendly Northfield has been around for several years by volunteers. It's an impressive group that has really done a nice job of pulling together services. And I think one of the big goals is really, really highlighting to every organization, every entity within the city, to churches, to civic groups, mm-hmm. And all the great nonprofits that we have in Northfield. How do we highlight the needs of our seniors in our community across the many different domains that the Age Friendly responds to? And housing, of course, I'm all about housing. And so I was really attracted to how can we do something to help our seniors. We know that oftentimes the most affordable place for seniors to live is the place they're already in and their home. And of course, that's the place they want to be. But with aging issues, sometimes they've got some health or accessibility or safety issues in their home. And so Habitat for Humanity has a program. It's a nationwide program within Habitat called Aging in Place. And that is really to help seniors who are 80% of area median income or below, which just means less than $70,000 a year, do some maybe some modifications to their homes. So we've started that program. And the number one request that we're getting is changing the bathtub that you have to step over into to a walk-in shower. And so we've done three of those projects throughout our county. And what a difference it makes for the person who lives there. It just is peace of mind that they don't have that big step to get over. So Age Friendly Northfield, we are really entering a time where we want to educate our community about what some options might be for modifying their home. And so we're currently planning a 4-part community education series. Some of this happened pre-pandemic, if we remember pre-pandemic days. And so in November, we don't have the date set yet, but we'll get that information out. In November, we're hoping to do a session on accessory dwelling units. The city of Northfield passed an ordinance several years ago that households could put an accessory dwelling unit. So we'd like to see more of those. Those are really great opportunities for a senior who's maybe lives in a big house, their kids have gone and not returned because they're launched, and they can live in a smaller house, and maybe mm-hmm. their family comes back to live in the bigger house. Maybe mom or dad needs a little assistance, but still want some independence. So accessory dwelling units is really a nice opportunity for them to do that. So we're hoping to bring in someone from the city. There's a group called Yard Homes who builds accessory dwelling units. So we want to do a panel discussion with folks and maybe some folks in Northfield who've already done an accessory dwelling unit. So that session is hoping to happen in November. Then in January, we want to talk a little bit about universal design and modifications that people can make in their homes. Sometimes it's simple things as better lighting, handrails, or like I said, some tub shower replacements, getting laundry to the main level. So we want to talk about that in January. Two programs here locally that help with that. Of course, Habitat for Humanity has our program, but the city of Northfield, the HRA, the Housing and Redevelopment Authority, also has a similar program that has some funds available. And then the third session is steps to downsizing. How do you get rid of your stuff if you're thinking about moving? And then the fourth session is doing a tour. Could we go tour some accessory dwelling units or some other age-friendly units in Northfield that people might be interested in? So those are the sessions that we're interested in planning for the community to come to.
It sounds very thoughtful. I mean, those are all just very thoughtful sessions, and I like that it leads up to the tour at the end.
Yeah.
Now, how do people get involved with this? Do you register for it? Do you just show up?
Yeah, we'll have probably an RSVP process just so we can, mm-hmm. we'll probably have some treats, because who doesn't want treats at something like that?
A few
cookies, a little coffee in the afternoon. So they'll be held at 50 North. Mm-hmm. So we'll create a brochure. Hopefully you can help us spread the word about that. But
absolutely.
A good resource for people to go to always is agefriendlynorthfield.com. And all the resources that were talked about and upcoming events are on that website, agefriendlynorthfield.com.
All right. Sounds good. What else do we need to know? What else have you been working on? Anything you'd like to bring up?
I would say just trying to get the word out, make sure that people know they're welcome to join us. Mm-hmm. They have a special interest in one of our areas that we're currently working on. And I will say that probably the most active one has been the health and wellness domain team along with housing. And we will be delving into some of the transportation aspects, too, as a result of the survey that went out this mm-hmm. This winter.
All right. Well, and once again, that resource guide that you have that's available on the website, mm-hmm. and you also have hard copies available of the booklet still, or are they all out?
Well, there are still some hard copies mm-hmm. available that we've been doing small printing small amounts of printing mm-hmm. simply because, you no sooner get it out the door than maybe there's another resource that you want to add into it. And we're working on making sure that it's just easier for us to update it out on the website, too.
All right. Well, I'd like to echo what Dana had to say about Age Friendly Northfield, what you've done in just a few years with the work that the volunteers have been put in. It's a wonderful asset to the community. You're doing good things.
Yeah. Well, and I just want to say thanks to Dana. We're so happy to have her with us working on the steering committee.
I just love the partnering with different organizations because there's so many that really overlap so many services. Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll look forward to talking to you or somebody from Age Friendly Northfield coming up next month.
Sounds good.
Great.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
That is Nancy Just, once again, from Age Friendly Northfield, and also Dana Norvald, who's along with that representing Habitat for Humanity. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN. Rich has one more update in just a moment.